Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, Vegas has got the top candidates for the Oregon Ducks head football job. Okay?
Okay.
You can text us at 503-250-1080 how you feel, where you're putting your money on this. We will start at the bottom. You want to start at the bottom or should we start at the top? Bottom. We'll build up to
it. Yeah.
At 20-1 odds, you got two coaches. Bill O'Brien, the offensive coordinator at Alabama and former head coach of the Houston Texans and Penn State Nittany Lions.
Okay.
Got a beautiful butt chin. Ugh. He's got the dimple on his chin.
Everything with the Texans just kind of makes me snarl.
All right. Well, I mean, he's not there anymore.
I know.
And Luke Fickell, also at 20-1.
Okay. That's something we talked
if
about
If that
yesterday.
Tells you everything you need to know, that is not going to happen. at 18-1, former Oregon defensive coordinator, now head coach at Boise State, Andy Avalos.
I saw that one this morning.
16-1 odds is University of Tennessee head coach, former Oklahoma quarterback Josh Heupel.
Okay.
Haven't heard that name yet.
Nope. That's does he have West Coast ties?
Nope. I don't believe so.
So, okay.
At 14-1 odds is the guy I believe should be number one in Oregon's search, but it tells you what Vegas thinks. Dave Aranda, Baylor head coach. 14-1 odds.
Born in South Dakota, Josh Heupel was.
Ah, yes, the pride of South Dakota.
Aberdeen.
Ah, love Aberdeen, South Dakota this time of year.
Oh, gosh, it would be so cold.
Yes, it would be. At 11-1 odds, former UW and Boise State coach and Oregon assistant Chris Peterson.
Yeah, I don't think that one.
Here, this one should be encouraging for Duck fans. 9-1, Matt Campbell, Iowa State coach.
Okay.
I had him on my list yesterday when we were talking about lists, and I think you do everything you can to get in and have an interview with him and talk to him. I am not sure about Matt Campbell's fit in Eugene and how long he would want to be at Oregon. Right, he's been extremely loyal to Iowa State. He is a Midwest guy, though. How does he feel about recruiting and what level of recruiting he will go to? One thing you do know is he's a damn good developer of talent. So you got to love that about him. 6-1 odds, Kalani Sitake, BYU coach, which Deseret News, as we just said, they've requested an interview. Oregon has.
Yep. That's somebody that we heard his name floated around a bit yesterday.
5-1 odds is Brian Harsin, Auburn coach, former Boise State coach.
Okay.
4-1, Joe Brady.
Oh,
former Carolina Panthers OC.
That one keeps coming up. That would be, I don't hate that.
That would scare me.
What part of that scares you?
Well, he's from Florida.
Oh,
So you got that. Number two, you have a 32-year-old who's never been a head coach before.
Yeah, but you don't think you could surround him with coordinators who
can
help with that?
See, that's the massive question is, does he even want to be in college? Because that's why he bolted after 1 year. Outside of the 2019 season at LSU, that's really all we have, Joe Brady.
That's true.
He was an analyst for the Saints who was very smart, but we're going off of, he had Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Thaddeus Moss, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, like it was like the most talented yep. roster we talked about. Like, it was the most talented roster we'd probably ever seen in college football before.
It's true.
He should have been good.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. The talent made him look great.
Yeah. So that would worry me a little bit.
That's fair.
And then at 2-1 odds, you got Justin Wilcox, and the odds on favorite 7-4 odds, Chip Kelly.
Whoa.
Yes. Chip Kelly.
Whoa.
Is your odds on Vegas favorite to land the Oregon head coaching job?
Jeez, I just...
Those odds via betonline.ag.
Wow. I think there's a little bit of, especially with those top two, I just really think I understand how burned Oregon feels from the last two head coaches, right? Like, I get it. I understand that the way Willie Taggart left was a burn. The way Mario Cristobal left was a burn, even if more people can understand it because it's home and because of what's going on with his family and his mom. I've talked to a lot of people who said, hey, if I was in that position, it wouldn't even be, I wouldn't even think twice about it. My mom's sick and I have a chance to go coach at my alma mater. I'm out.
Sure. Yeah.
So that being said, I understand the feeling of you've been burned twice, but each time your program has been left in a better spot. And the reality is, in college football, there's no such thing as loyalty, right? Like, on either side,
no.
If we're being honest, there's no such thing as loyalty between a head coach and a university. It always has an end. And Nick Saban at Alabama is the exception. It is not the rule. And so there's an element of saying, okay, I'm not saying that Justin Wilcox or Chip Kelly wouldn't be great. They could be great at Oregon. But to have those two as the odds-on favorite, and the common denominator there is that Oregon would be the job, right? Chip mm-hmm. has tried everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it has worked out to various degrees or lack thereof post-Oregon.
Of not success.
Right. Exactly. Justin Wilcox is a hometown guy.
Yeah.
So there's an element of those two, you hire one of them, it's most likely the university who ends that agreement, whenever that is.
Yeah.
Because they're not leaving for a bigger job. This is the job. Yeah. But are they going to leave your program in a better place if and when they do leave? That, I think, is the big question. And why I'm not saying Chip Kelly or Justin Wilcox couldn't be great at Oregon. They could. But the fact that those two are the odds-on favorite says there's a little bit more emotional, don't want to get burned again going on, as opposed to let's swing for the fences, see if a Dave Aranda is available, see if a Matt Campbell is available. And even if they're only there for 4 years, even if they're a flash in the pan of Oregon Ducks head coaching history, if they get you to a college football playoff, if they get you a natty, isn't it worth it?
It is. Even if it's a 1 year rental,
right?
And the guy's gone. Yeah. But if you do that, I don't think he's leaving, because that's the dangling carrot.
Right.
And this is the thing about, like, everybody wants loyalty. And I brought this up yesterday. Michigan fans wanted Harbaugh out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They wanted Harbaugh out. He had to negotiate his pay down this past year.
Yep.
And they're in the college football playoff.
Right.
Like, this is, the fans want loyalty, and they'll run a guy off who was so loyal, he said, you know what? I will take a pay cut to save right. my job, to keep my butt in Ann Arbor. And they wanted to run him out of town, and they're in the playoff this year.
Right.
Like, it's one of the things that you just sit there and you go, you love fan bases, you love passionate fans and all that. They can be fanatical for a mm-hmm. reason, and delusional, because Harbaugh said no. Right. Like, I want to be here that bad. And they wanted his ass gone.
Right. Right.
Gone.
And that's why I say, like, again, sure, maybe Wilcox is it. Maybe Kelly is it. But don't sway that way just because you don't want to get burned again.
That's right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.